Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It looks really good. Like, I'm watching it thinking, how did they do these camera tricks? Hey there, this is Jim here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster is off today. I believe you will hear from him tomorrow. As I mentioned yesterday, this is a week where a lot of people are under a lot of stress. Stressful times in the United States of America. I don't want to get into any of that. What I want to do is provide a little bit of stress relief for these next several minutes. Just enjoy great music. Enjoy a perfect pop song. So we're doing Perfect Pop Week. Yesterday I talked about a song from Blue Rodeo. And today, I'm going to talk about another alt-country band from the 90s. This is a band that many people know and many people love. And some people don't love, but I'm not going to talk about those people. You know who you are. The band is Wilco, and they've put out a lot of records, and they tour a lot, and they have a lot of fans. And to my way of thinking, they have a lot of really great songs, but there's one to me that, you know, maybe over time, perhaps it's not as prominent as it should be, but to me it is a perfect pop song, and I am talking about from the 1996 album Being There. The song is Out of Sight, Out of Mind. Out of Sight, Out of Mind by Wilco. Not to be confused with another song by Wilco called Out of Mind, Out of Sight. We'll get to that in a moment. This one is Out of Sight, Out of Mind. And as I mentioned, it's on their 1996 album, Being There. That was the band's second album. And that's part of the reason why I chose this as a perfect pop song. People who are familiar with Wilco, of course, you know, Jeff Tweedy formed the band after the breakup of Uncle Tupelo. And Wilco's first album was called AM, and it was very Uncle Tupelo-like for the most part. You know, if you're really looking at what was, you know, alt country of the 90s, the album AM has to be, you know, on that Mount Rushmore, right, of 90s alt country. And that album was, you know, very twangy. It, you know, it sounded very country, right? But there were a couple of rock songs on AM. Let's see, there was, you know, I Must Be High, which had kind of a Stonesy feel to it. And then there was Casino Queen, which was definitely a rock song. But for the most part, that was kind of AM was kind of an acoustic country-ish sort of album. With Being There, I think they really wanted to establish a little bit more of their rock bona fides, let's say. And so I think it's important here that they chose this song to be the first single released from Being There. It's like saying, you know, this is who we are. This is what we can do, right? And the song is just it's like a rocket ship, man. It just takes off from the first bars and just keeps going. Now, there's some really cool little kind of stops and starts kind of thing a little bit later on, which keeps the song very interesting in the way it kind of launches back, you know, kicks back into gear. But for the most part, it's just 2.5 minutes of just, you know, taking you on a ride, man, just, you know, 0 to 60. And then we're going to, you know, just blast on, you know, until we get to the finish line here. To my mind, it's just a thrilling song, and it's just really cool. I love the little guitar riff, repeating guitar riff that comes back in the chorus, and it's kind of understated. It's kind of woven into the song, but it repeats that theme. That just always works really nicely when a band can do that. You know, the lyrics, it's just, you know, they're just kind of rock and roll lyrics, right? And it makes it kind of even cooler that it's out of sight, out of mind. You know, it has that sense of like, I don't know, appealing to sort of just the fun of the rock and roll tradition, right? I love there's a part in there even where he's almost like he doesn't know what to say. He just goes, okay, all right, okay, all right. You know, it's just, it just feels very, very much a fun song. If you've ever seen the video too, go look up the video. It also emphasizes sort of the thrilling, I think, nature of this song. Goes with it very well. The visuals go with it very well. They're skydiving, and they're playing instruments while they're skydiving in the video, and it looks really good. Like, I'm watching it thinking, how did they do these camera tricks to make it look like they were skydiving while playing their instruments? Well, it turns out they really did. They really did. They went up 29 times in the plane, did 29 takes of them skydiving while playing instruments to make that video. Now, there is some green screen trickery there in the close-ups, which is understandable. That might be really hard to film while falling toward the earth. So there is a bit of green screen, but even that looks like really good. Like, you, if you don't know this backstory, you start to wonder, you know, what's real, what's fake. But they did that, right? I mean, that's dedication to your art, let's say. I don't want to skydive one time, and they did it 29 times. It's just a galloping ride. And now, I mentioned that there is another song also on the album called Out of Mind, Out of Sight, and that is actually the same song, but in like a slower, more acoustic, more country-ish to extent, or folksy, I think you'd say, version. Apparently they got that idea from Neil Young, who would do that, put two versions of a song on an album. To my mind, Out of Mind, Out of Sight is kind of unnecessary, but Out of Sight, Out of Mind, perfect pop. This is vital music for you all to know. So there you go. That is my latest inductee into the Perfect Pop Pantheon, Wilco's Out of Sight, Out of Mind. All right, now the rest of the week, we're going to do Perfect Pop for the rest of the week. We got some listener suggestions coming up. You will hear those. And, you know, chance to just once a day, take a little breather, enjoy something good in this world, all right? Okay, I'm Jim Lenihan. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, we very much appreciate your listening. We hope that this helps with your mood and overall sense of being there. All right. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm feeling maybe a little out of sight, out of mind myself. Okay, all right, okay, all right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I don't want to skydive one time.